I grew up on a family wheat farm in Kansas, in a place so rural that fast food was a 2-hour round-trip drive away. But I survived adolescence. I was 18, and the world stood at the ready in front of me. And it was decision time. I had wanted to be an engineer since I was in second grade. Honestly, I wasn't even sure what that meant, but my oldest brother had done it. The way my parents talked about it made it glow for me. What I knew was that I was good at math, I liked computers, and that engineers made a lot of money. Engineers understood how things worked from the inside out. They could probably take apart a remote control and put it back together again. Maybe I could design sweet gadgets like the ones James Bond used. The movie Wall Street had come out, and one of the primary characters was Gordon Gekko, whose motto was, "Greed is good." According to my 18-year-old brain, getting an engineering degree and working for a big company was like selling my soul to the man. Well, yes, I wanted all the stuff that came with success. A nice house, vacation somewhere on a beach, maybe even the social respect that came with it. I saw the look in people's eyes when they talked about engineers. During my senior year, I was the lead in our high school musical, The Music Man. I loved the rush of performing. And I loved singing and the music that went with it. And I especially loved the accolades. I was thinking about moving to New York and trying to make it on Broadway. This conversation was not particularly popular with my parents, especially my father. As a farmer born during the Great Depression, he knew the reality of making a living in this world. He didn't exactly say no, but he made it clear which path he'd rather support with his hard-earned money. But the dream of an extraordinary life was burning white hot. A few years earlier, I had discovered and awakened my sense of spirituality. I had found a path that was quite different from the little country church that we attended every Sunday. I was interested in meditation and inner contemplation, exploring the unseen worlds within. I was starting to understand that there was something more to life than dollars. Still, that voice was hard to hear sometimes. The choice seemed black or white. Sell my soul, or follow my spiritual bliss and discover my true self. I was torn, confused, frustrated. I could do anything, but that didn't make it any easier to choose. I was in contemplation one day, having a conversation with the thing. Call it what you want. The divine, God, universe, source, your true self. Humbled, I had essentially thrown up my hands and said, "I don't know. I need a little help here. What am I supposed to do?" And in that moment, in that conversation, I experienced what I call the full body yes, where knowing happens at a deeper level than the mind could ever fathom. It happened in my entire being, and a deep sense of peace with the answer took over where chaos had ruled. I was at peace. I smiled, relaxed, exhaled. And that clarity came with a message, an intuition. Maybe you can change work from the inside out.